I've seen firsthand. I've lost the abalone fishery in the early 80s, in the mid 80s when it started to decline, and I saw what the sea otters do, and they're totally devastating to the water.
Complaints about sea otters were a recurring theme during last January's meeting of the state's Board of Fish in Petersburg. Commercial diver Mike Bangs urged the board to consider the impacts of otters.
So they're basically condensing the fleet, Dungeness fleet. They've condensed all the dive fisheries.
Other fishermen reported once productive Dungeness crab grounds picked clean by otters. And state biologists reported having to close areas in the red sea urchin, sea cucumber, and geoduck clam fisheries due to predation by otters. Fishermen are hoping to cut down on otter numbers, and Bangs has even suggested loosening restrictions on harvest by Alaska natives. The most recent estimates put otter numbers at around 9,000 animals for the entire region. University of Alaska Fairbanks graduate student and former fish and game dive biologist Zach Hoyt says information on the otter population is sparse and dated.
The area that we're looking at, southern southeast, was completed in 2003. At that point, they estimated in southern southeast that there were just under 6,000 sea otters. I think, again, anecdotally, a lot of folks feel that there's quite a few more otters in this area now, and I wouldn't be surprised if we have a pretty large increase from our population estimate.
Hoyt has successfully landed funding to study otters through the Alaska Sea Grant Program, and he'll be starting up a two-year project along with Marine Advisory Agent Sonny Rice and Ginny Eckert, associate professor with the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. Hoyt says the first part of that study will be an aerial survey for an updated population estimate.
And we're looking just in southern southeast. We had to limit our study site. But in southern southeast, one of the things that we'll be able to do is have a population estimate. We'll have an estimate of how many otters there are and where those otters are distributed. That's sort of the first step in that aerial survey effort in summer of 2010.
Southeast sea otters were hunted to near extinction for their fur in the 18th and 19th centuries. They were protected by international treaty in 1911, but no known colonies remained in the region. That was until the 1960s when Fish and Game transplanted otters from Amchitka Island and Prince William Sound and reintroduced the species to Southeast. Their numbers have rebounded since then, and otters have been reported in Glacier Bay and along the outside coast, including Icy Strait north and south of Sitka, as well as Kiu and Prince of Wales Island to the south. Hoyt says otters are now also reported on the inside waters of Southeast.
Here in the last few years, we've definitely seen an increase in distribution of the population. We're seeing otters are more commonly seen in Sumner Straits, inside waters of sort of Kiku Straits Cake area, as well as the bays on Southern Admiralty, and then even occasional sightings near Petersburg.
Otters may just be returning to the Inside Passage. Archaeological sites with sea otter remains have been found on Admiralty Island and Port Houghton north of Petersburg. That may indicate past populations of the animals on the inside waters. The second part of the project will be an outreach to communities in southern southeast to present findings from next year's population survey and gather input from southeast residents. The Marine Advisory's Sonny Rice will be heading up that part of the project.
This is a great project in my mind because it's not only does it answer a very important and timely issue for the general public, but also we're planning to have structured from the very beginning ways to get input from those users and stakeholders to help us design the project as it moves along.
Rice says she'll be presenting findings in Craig, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Cake in the fall of 2010. The third part of the project will be a study of sea otter diet. Hoyt says he'll be looking at predation rate on urchins, sea cucumbers, geoduck clams, and Dungeness crab.
As otters move into a new area, they're usually feeding on sort of the easiest calories there are in an area, and those are usually things like abalone, urchins, Dungeness crab, and as they go through and deplete those resources, their diet will change to sort of the more mainstays, and those will be clams or mussels and whatnot.
Hoyt says the project will not be coming up with policy recommendations for Southeast's otter populations, but will compile data that policymakers later can use in making future decisions. Results of the final study should be out in the fall of 2011. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.